It's Monday, February 9th, and that means it's time for another episode of Shootin' It. Welcome back to Shootin' It, Mike. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good. Do you have any more stories about going to the gym, getting high, or paying money that you owe?
No.
No?
I have a new story, though.
It's not going to feel like a complete episode now.
Yeah, I know. I'm wearing my robe.
Ugh.
I know. I have clothes, and then I'm wearing my robe over my clothes.
That's such like a recently fired, depressed, middle-aged man type wardrobe. So I want to hear a little bit about this this story that you gave me a bit of information about a little earlier today, but you didn't really divulge much into it for the sake of the show. So why don't you just, you know, give a brief synopsis of what happened or the messages you got or whatever.
Basically, this chick kept like liking all my fucking. Hold on.
What is that? Is that Mario Kart?
Fucking, what? Hold on. I'm gonna go get this phone out of the way.
Oh boy, that sounds like a 1998 Motorola. The fuck kind of ringtone is that?
All right, I'm back.
Yeah, you gotta put your razor on silent when you're podcasting.
My razor. Yeah. Like fucking calendar alert.
It's a hip ringtone.
I know. The calendar alert was just, it just said melatonin. I was like, what?
What the fuck?
But anyway, girl likes my posts on Facebook a lot. I invite her out to coffee. Well, she messages me. I invite her out. Go out. She agrees. The next day, I was like, oh, I don't think if I can make it today, blah, 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 during the day. But then she's coming. We were texting back and forth, and around 12:30, around like midnight, she's like coming back from Philly from like a show.
What kind of a show? Like a circus?
Yes. She came back from a freak show.
Okay.
She's a hairy woman.
Oh.
No. There's some, I don't know, techno EDM. I have no idea.
Oh, she's one of them types.
Yeah. I have
a
no
raver.
Idea. A raver. You know, because it's 2001. Anyway.
Well, actually, ravers really hit the scene like in mainstream culture around 2006 to 2009.
My mistake, Jamie. I didn't know you were rave culture.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to be a part of when I just got out of high school. When I was in early college, I was like, man, I really want to go to raves, but you can't really, there's nothing going on here. I have to go to Rhode Island. And I always try to
bump. You really?
Yeah.
Ew.
I listened to a lot of Deadmau5 and
you're sickening. I'm blowing my nose and you're sickening.
All the people I hung out with and got drunk with would go off to Providence, Rhode Island. Because there would be like abandoned factories and shit where people would hold raves, and there were also
stupid.
There were also like clubs and shit that were 18 and up. There's not really any like that in Boston. I mean, there was one, but again, like it was like an old arcade or bowling alley that had been renovated. And I completely derailed your entire story to talk about.
No, it's fine because I used to back in like middle school and like early high school, I used to be really into fucking techno, Euro dance, and like fucking happy hardcore and hardcore from like Australia.
Happy hardcore.
It's called happy hardcore.
I haven't heard that phrase in a while.
You know of it.
Though. Oh, yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not fucking bullshitting. I would hear that. I would listen to that shit all the fucking time. And I had like a fucking Newmark CD mixer I got from my cousin. I thought it was like a DJ. My name on MySpace was DJ Mike Boy. Yeah, I know.
That explains that YouTube username then. Mike Boy 69 or something.
It really does. Yeah. It's so fucking old. Do you remember that website? It's called I'm Meme. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Oh, there's some weird fucking like music website. It was like a playlist website where you make a playlist and you post onto your MySpace.
Actually, you know, I might have, I probably used that. I just don't remember the name.
It was like green. The layout was like all green. But I would like post like videos of me DJing on there.
Oh, God.
I wasn't even DJing. All I was doing was playing one song, making it go fast, making it go slow, making it skip a couple times, and then transitioning into another song.
Oh, my God.
So I only had two CDs. And then I was like, how do you make music? And then I didn't have a computer for that at all. And it's like, you need to download this program. And I was like, I'm going to give up on this completely. I just gave up on it.
That makes me think back to when did I get a MySpace? I think like 8th grade or 9th grade, I had a MySpace profile. And I had a really shitty, ugly purple and green layout. And I also had this game because I was such an edgy kid back in 9th grade where it was like a flash game where you had to whack this giant ball sack. And that was the entire game. You just hit a ball sack, and I was like,
yeah. Hours. Mm. Just hours of entertainment.
Exactly. And for the longest time, I had this really shitty, like, porno music playing in the background. I had no idea where it was coming from until I realized, oh, hey, it's coming from that awful game. I just had redo my entire layout, and it just fucking it ruined a month.
God, like, your aunt is on there. What is that noise?
And that was around the time that MySpace hadn't taken off yet. So I had it like the year before. And then when everyone started going on there and adding people as friends, I had that shitty fucking music playing and I wanted to get rid of it. And I couldn't. And
you didn't know how to code or do anything?
No. And I didn't even have like
MySpaceLayouts.com.
I didn't even have like a picture of myself up. I had fucking Jim Brewer as my icon.
Jim Brewer.
I was obsessed with like Half Baked and his stand-up comedy at the time, so I put Jim Brewer in there. That was just, I had the worst fucking MySpace profile.
Mine was awful. I don't even fucking remember. I remember like my top eight. It was like all my cousins were the first three. It was all my neighborhood friends, top 10. I remember when I was playing RuneScape, I got like a girlfriend on RuneScape, and I added her on MySpace.
What is RuneScape?
RuneScape was like a online game where you just like a RPG role play, you're like a knight. It's just like a fucking World of Warcraft, like one of those games. Mm. Or like yeah, like that. And then like some ugly girl from like Tennessee. I was like, ew. Like she was my number one person in my top eight.
Oh god.
You always know who is like cooler, because like some people would just be like, it would be like top 20. And it's like, oh, you have no friends.
Yeah,
it was like top four. It's like, oh, this person got like a lot of friends.
Well, I was there around the time when it was only top four, and then they allowed you top eight, and then you had like a code to give yourself a top 16.
Stupid.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But in my top four, I think I had like one of my cousins, like a girl cousin, because you had to have one girl in there. You couldn't have four dudes, all guys,
because it was like, you look gay. Yeah, I'm gay because all my friends are on here. Yeah, clearly.
I
hate that mindset of like children. My mindset was so bad.
Oh my God. It was such a big deal too, but it was very revealing about where you stood. For example, okay, I had, I think, Kenny in my top one for a long time. And then when he got like a top four or whatever, I was at like number three. I was like, well, fuck you, dude. I'm putting you down at number three now. I'm going to put up
my own black friend doesn't think I'm cool enough.
Well, I'm going to put in Tien. Substitute him.
Fuck.
So bam.
His ass.
But no, it would also be like a big deal. I don't know if like this was around your era, because you're like 4 years younger than me. Like you were starting high school around the time that I graduated. So I don't know if you hit like if you crossed into this wave or not. But if you had like a girlfriend and you were on MySpace at the time, it was like a big fucking deal.
Oh no, yeah, no.
To be in a relationship and like that person's your number one, and then all of a sudden best friend gets the back seat, number two position. Like that's
I know exactly what I mean. Yeah. It never happened for me. I wanted a top one. you were my top one.
Once you get a top one, you just like relax a little bit. Like, okay, I don't have to worry as much about all this social shifting. But at the same time, as soon as you get put in the number one position over so and so's best friend, there's gonna be like a little bit of shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Which was certainly the case, you know, when I finally fucking landed a girlfriend after 17 pathetic years of living, or 16, I don't even know.
Somebody, no one likes my Jim Brewer account. No one wants to watch Jim Brewer.
That was long gone as soon as I turned like 15 or so. I had my MySpace. I still have my MySpace up. You can find it.
I still have mine too. But I remember I deleted all my pictures like once the transition came to Facebook. I deleted everything. I left two pictures and I fucking hightailed out of there. I can't log into it. I don't know. I tried doing it like a couple months ago.
Got the fuck out of Dodge. Yeah.
I know. I tried logging into it like a couple months ago when I was just like with somebody. I was like, yeah, let me log into it for fun. I don't remember my fucking username or password, what email I use. So it's lost in the ether of the internet.
The ether.
It's just out there.
Not really lost, though. It's always going to be there.
Just literally Google Mike Malkovich. Facebook?
I found Jack's profile.
Jack's MySpace?
Yeah, and it's really cringeworthy, like painfully bad. He was singing awful romantic song, like a pop song.
Ew.
Yeah.
Get on him on that.
I already did. This was months ago, so he told me, hey, I found your MySpace profile. I was like, well, fuck you. I'm going to go look up your MySpace. And he's all like, I'm private. I'm a private user. You can't look at
mine. I'm private.
Yeah. And instead, you know, you do a search. You type in Jack's real name, Fernando, and his last name. And I saw in videos, which were public, a video of him singing with some guy, like, kind of crooning a little bit in the background. Crooning. Yeah, he's got, like, his shoulders moving back and forth, too. He's jamming to it. And it was, like, this really shitty pop song from the mid to late 2000s. And I can't remember for the life of me what it was, but it was, like, fuck. It was, like, a pre-Bruno Mars type of guy. There were, like, I feel like there was tons of, you know, guys like that who were coming and going back then.
What was that guy? It was, like, he was, like, shirtless in the rain, and he said something. It was such a, he was like some British guy. He was really fucking, like, corny and whiny.
Oh, James Blunt.
No. Yeah. What was his song?
He had a couple of, he had two hits, but the big hit was You're Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. That's exactly what Jack would have been singing.
It might have been something like that.
Awful fucking song like that.
I used to have that on my, like, have you ever designed the kind of perfect playlist for a certain era many years after the fact? Like, I recently downloaded a couple of songs from my whole high school period, like freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, just like to get like a fucking taste of that back.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I listen to like an old 80s music does it for me.
I fucking love 80s music.
Yeah, growing up, that's all I would listen to. Like, my mom would play it on cassettes, and it would just be playing in the house. And, like, fucking, I just downloaded fucking Pet Shop Boys, It's a Sin. I start dancing to it like some fucking, like, gay guy in an 80s club with some open polo.
You have an ascot going on with that, or?
No, just, you gotta see the skin. The 80s would have been so fun just to fucking party.
Oh, fuck yeah, it would.
I would just...
I would be dead.
I would be dead, I swear.
Would be dead by, like, 1991.
I know.
Maybe that was you in a past life. Maybe you, like, overdosed by 90, and that was that.
Some, like, bisexual, androgynous 80s club hit guy dancer.
Yeah.
Like a singer of some band or something.
I think if I was alive in the 80s, I would be, like, one of those really bloated, coke-obsessed record producers who just fucking, like... has a horrible life, dead of a heart attack at like 48.
I would be the singer that you manipulate. Yeah. Just like, just really into cocaine.
Yeah. Alfred Molina and fucking Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
It's just like a I don't even want to, that sounds cliche me saying, oh, it's a simpler time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was fucking simpler time. Like back in like, even like the 90s, like my uncle would tell me stories, like they would go down to like play basketball and then they would go into Wawa, which is a common food gas station place around here. They would all order like sub sandwiches and then fucking like just take them and run. Or they would go to Pizza Hut and be like, hi, can we get like four medium plain pies? And then just like, yeah, and then take them and run. Because there's no fucking cameras back then. There's like nothing.
Right.
It's like, if you're fast enough, you will possibly get it, like 85% chance you will get away with this.
Yeah.
Nothing goes wrong.
You know, you look back at crimes after, like prior to like, I want to say 1990.
Like being a spy, it's just lost in the paperwork. Everything is just paper.
How the fuck did people get caught back then is the question.
You have to be so smart to catch a motherfucker back then. You got to catch him on something dumb like taxes. Like some shit that they call Capone or something.
There was actual detective work involved.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had an uncle. I still have an uncle. But
yeah. That's cool.
Back in the 80s and like early 90s, he was addicted to the crack cocaine.
Hot.
Yeah. It was kind of like the fighter. He would go around in this cop uniform, pull people over, like bust into drug dealers' places and shit.
Oh, God.
And then fucking just be like, you want to go to jail? You want to go to jail? And they'd be all fucking freaking out and shit. And then he would just like take money off them, take their drugs, all that. And he got away with it for like a good, I want to say 4 or 5 years. Before Jesus. They crack down on him.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Dumb you have to be is this very lanky, cracked out fucking police officer comes in your house.
Missing teeth. Just fucking.
Hi. Just all abrupt. Everything is a fucking issue.
No, I mean, like he was pretty heavy set and he had like this fucking bruised tooth in the front. That was like the gist of his appearance. But most recently, I went off to a party a couple of years ago. It was me, Kenny, and this other guy, Alex Lynch, who plays Coach Redigan in Practice Makes Perfect. That mustache.
Yeah, the mustache guy. The really thick Boston accent.
Yeah.
Extremely. There it is.
Mm-hmm. So Kenny went off and did whatever. I think he was diddling some pregnant girl at the time. And so Alex and I went off to this house party. These people I only vaguely knew, like barely, as in I had maybe seen one of them out of the six once before.
At a Burger King one time.
The homeowner, this middle-aged woman, is like, you know, you look familiar or something. What's your name? I'm like, Jamie. What's your last name? Corellis. And she's like,
Wait right here. Like, oh, no, I'm not.
And then they asked me if I was related to my uncle, whose name I'm not going to give out.
Donnie.
Well, that's his brother. His twin brother. Yeah. Almost. And I'm like, yeah, that's my uncle. And then like half the room just kind of like shook their head at me. And then the other half started like laughing. Like I guess he had quite a reputation and he had stayed there a couple of nights before taking off. And never being heard from for quite some time. Jeez. I don't know what happened, but
leave the party. I wouldn't be able to stay there.
Well, my options were.
I stay the night.
I moved in.
I pulled my uncle.
Yes.
I pulled an uncle. Stay the night. Ate their food.
Fuck. God. No. It was like my old neighborhood was pretty bad, but this neighborhood was much worse. Like this is the worst part of Quincy. Period. So you go out on the street, you're going to see like heroin addicts wandering around, just fucking complete messes, you know, hanging out by 7-Eleven at 3 o'clock in the morning, hoping to score some dope or, you know, God only knows what else. So my options were I could wait it out and hook a ride with Alex, or I could walk home and that would be like an hour and a half walk. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to drink and see how this goes.
Oh God.
Yeah. Not the best night in the world, but certainly not the worst. Anyway, we completely got sidetracked off of your whole.
No, but it's good.
Yeah.
It eats time, Jamie.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I want to know more about this whole incident. This transaction that took place over Facebook between a woman.
One night stand last night.
Ooh.
A friend. Yeah. No.
So hold on. I want to know how do you know this girl? Okay, before
she added me about a year and a half ago, probably on Facebook.
But how did you know her from that? Prior to that,
I didn't. I just know her from Facebook.
You could have been catfished then. For all of that.
No, God.
Could have been Stephen Yee.
If it was Steve, I'd be happy. I'd be like, yo, dude. I'd be like excited to see him.
Yeah.
Let's get something to drink. But no, she is like, we're texting and I forgot if I initiated it or if she did or something, but her text seemed to be like, hey, even though I'm coming back, I'll be home at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm still willing to hang out. Cause she was like, giving like clues like, oh, I'm so not tired. So not tired. It's clearly obvious. I was like, all right, whatever. I was like, I'll pick you up at your house, blah, blah, blah. So I go there, it's like 2 a.m, pick her up at a liquor store, by the way.
Oh, nice.
The shadiest fucking part in the middle of the woods. I was like, where the fuck are we?
Ew.
But bring her back to my place. We smoke and we talk. And then I was like, what do you do? She's like, I'm a bartender at a strip club.
Ah.
That's why her hours were from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. or to 4 a.m. just till the morning. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, whatever. You know, I worked in a swingers club for a day, prior experience, and I don't care if what someone does. Like, that's whatever. That's what they do. I don't give a shit. You make your money how you want to make it.
Sure.
And then we go inside, watch a movie, talk, watch movies, talk, dick around. And then we end up like before we end up doing it, like as like mid conversation, she's like, "Hey, how do you feel about strippers?" And I was like, what do you mean? Like, she's like, do you like look down on them?
Did you already know in that moment that she was going to tell you she was a stripper?
Oh, God. First of all, the second she said, I'm a bartender at a strip club, I'm like, no.
No, you're not. I was lying.
You know who told me that? Another stripper. If they don't want to tell you they're a stripper, they tell you they bartend there. But I was like, no, I don't mind. It's not going to look down on anybody. It's whatever. Like I just said, you make your money the way you want to make it or how you make it. I don't give a shit. So she was like, all right, whatever. He's like, because I'm a stripper. And then she's like, I usually tell people because she's like, I like to let people know. And I was like, all right, whatever. It's fine with me. And then we end up doing it.
Doing what?
Having sex.
Oh, I thought you meant playing chess.
Yeah. She came like immediately. It was ridiculous. And then it was like a lot of like foreplay.
Well, hold on a second. Okay. I'm going to stop you right there. Hold on. She came immediately.
I touched it. And
she's a stripper. Okay. Yes. And I don't want to make grand assumptions here, but it sounds like she may or may not be telling the truth. We're going to just assume, what if she isn't? That means she's a good actress. What if she isn't just a stripper?
She's an escort?
I'm not one to...
Because I paid $0 and 0 cents for this transaction.
Well, I would certainly hope it was for free. That it was just out of the goodwill of her heart.
So, like, we end up doing it. By the time we end up doing it, by the way, it's like 6 a.m. And like before this, I was like, Jesus Christ, when is this fucking girl gonna like leave or like say she's tired? She just doesn't care. Just does not care what time she leaves. I was like, all right, whatever.
So hold on. She came over to your place. Okay.
Yeah, we're over.
Now I assume that your folks are cool with that kind of thing.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot
one
more sense.
Do you know who the one who's cool with it is? If I bring any girl over here, the only person that's cool with it is my mom.
Yeah, I figured that. You're based off of how you've described your father in the past. He seems like a very traditional, old school type of guy.
Which is ironic because he literally was like the shittiest guy back in the day. Like he had like so many like girlfriends. He had like, my mom told me he had over like hundreds and hundreds of these like girls, and he had like stalkers and shit like that.
Falling in line with the whole old school approach though, it's do as I say, not as I do. Of course, that's not a surprise. No, your mom probably thinks she's a very nice girl.
Mom never met. We came in at like 3 a.m. So like it was dead quiet.
And did she wake up? Did she catch you guys?
No. No one knew anything. I kept my door shut, and she didn't use the bathroom or anything like that. I always put like waters in my room. If someone's thirsty, I'm like, we don't have to open that door. Don't worry. We don't have to go out there. We don't have to go out there and see these people.
You should get a mini fridge.
I should, and then I'll just get a mini fridge, and then I'll just live here for the rest of my life.
Yeah, put a lock on the door. You live. You're paying the rent now. You got to pay what?
Can you imagine if I just gave up on all my dreams? I was like, nah, I'm just living here. I'll do the podcast with you. He'd be like, who's this loser? I'm like, this like zero ambition.
It's great.
This is me.
Fast forward 10 years from now, you're still in the same spot.
Yeah. Am I free? Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I be? And then anyway, after we have sex, we're watching a movie. And then,
well, hold on. What movie?
The Interview. I was watching it again for a second time.
Oh, that's good.
I liked it. That was fun.
Yeah.
And then And that she just starts nodding out and then starts snoring.
Nodding off.
Oh, yeah. Sleeping. She's going to sleep.
Not and like a methadone nod.
I close my eyes for a second, and when I open them, I guess I passed out for like 10 minutes. I wake up to like, and I'm like, you gotta be shitting me.
It's cute. It was like, romantic.
It's cute. It was like 7, almost 8 o'clock. And then I was like, fuck it. I'm exhausted. I'm just going to pass out. I was like, why the fuck did you have to fall asleep? Because like then by that time, like this is like early this morning. This is like fucking my mom and everyone is getting ready to get my brother to school and shit. Mm-hmm. Like everyone's in the kitchen, like hustling around. It's a whole hustle and bustle morning routine. And here I am just naked with this lady in my bed.
Oh my God. And
fucking, it's like, we wake up around 10. I purposely wake her up. I'm being very like loud. I'm like,
just nudging her.
Get out! I was sick. I didn't take any medication right that time. Like, everything wore off, so it's just like I'm lying there in my own mucus.
Oh God!
She's just like, good morning. I'm like, I can't breathe. So I just end up taking her around home at like 10 o'clock, and I'm like speeding there. And then, that was pretty much it. Took her home, told her goodbye, this and that. You know, if you want to hang out some other time, we can totally do it. And then I texted her earlier today because she, like, lately, like 2 hours after I dropped her off. She's like, hey, what's up? What are you up to? I was like, she's fucking sleeping. She has some background to her. You might be interested. I don't want to give much. I don't want to give too much information about her. But
well, you didn't give her name or anything.
No, I'm not going to give her name or anything like that. Because, you know, if I'm going to share this podcast on Facebook and I don't want, you know, her information. She is a very nice girl and all that stuff. But she is related to someone quite famous in the rock and roll industry.
Gerard Depardieu.
Yes. Rock and roll star Gerard Depardieu.
Pisses on airplanes. Banned.
I drank wine with him at my family's farm.
Yeah. A farm. All right. Give me some hints. Who is she related to?
No, I don't want to say it over air because it's going to be like people just Google it immediately and then they'll find out. It's like literally like her uncle. It's like it's her uncle.
John Bon Jovi.
I'll tell you.
Bruce Springsteen.
I'll tell you.
Just every Jersey.
I'll tell you on
musician.
Skype so we can get your accent. So we can get your reaction, I mean. I don't know if you've heard of that band before.
Lead singer of.
Don't. Don't say it.
The Foregone Conclusion. Oh my God.
Who the fuck are they? Lead singer of the Orwell. It's one of your favorite bands.
That wouldn't be all that surprising. Yeah, that'd be a little surprising.
They're
know.
From your area.
Yeah. Yes. Are they?
Yes, they are.
Mm.
Not your area, but, you know, Massachusetts.
Well, anyway, that is my area.
That's her uncle.
I had no clue. My, you know, that actually leads me to another topic, because one of my close friends from early high school, who I just got back in touch with recently, and we've been hanging out. Yeah, he's dead. God.
He's dead. I miss him so. Anywho.
No, he loved. Like the drummer.
Geez,
oh shit!
You asshole!
Oh fuck! Oops. Did I say? I meant.
You should just bleep it.
I meant Aerosmith.
Like leave it, but just bleep it. Even the cat's upset at you.
I know my cat won't shut the fuck up. He just woke up from his nap. Speaking of this, 14-year-old fixed cat. Just he tried mating with my 1-year-old cat.
What
last night.
Rapist.
No, she wanted it. She,
the girl cat wants it. Is she dressing
up
like it, Jamie? Oh,
she enticed him.
Typical male misogynist.
Victim blaming.
Going to like a whole fucking rant.
Oh, God. I got to get her fixed. My, my younger cat, my 1-year-old cat, Cleo.
Do it at home. Fuck.
Do it at home. Like once a month. She goes into heat and she starts pressing her ass out and like staying low to the ground and going and just like bothers him. And usually he doesn't respond. He is not even the least bit interested. Okay.
Huge.
And he's fixed. He doesn't have testicles. So I heard him meowing back in the middle of the night and I picked him up and I felt something hard hit my arm. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? You got something stuck to you? And I lift him up. And he's got his little red penis hanging out. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Ew.
I'm like, I didn't even know he could, like.
I don't want this in my house. I don't want animals in my house. I don't want shit. I don't want some little red dick coming towards my face.
It was just a reminder that these savages.
Savages.
They're disgusting is what they are. That was terrifying. I don't want a 14-year-old cat dick on my arm. That's fucking horrible.
Ew.
And the fact that he's trying to.
Smelly and like hot red.
It's not a dog.
It probably stings because it's never washed.
Yeah,
I texted her and I was like, hey, you know, I just want to let you know this now. You know, just basically letting her know, like, I'm not really looking for, like, a relationship right now and shit like that. So I just got out of one and she was like, me too. Completely cool with it. So we'll see how that works out.
No, I don't buy that. I think
I don't buy that at all. But I said it now just so if I get some shit later on, I can be like, hey.
You know, warned her.
I told you. She's in the rebound stages.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she got dumped by her boyfriend. And when that happens to a chick, oh, my God. They don't know what to do. If a girl never gets dumped and she gets dumped, Oh, my God. Like, what do I do? It's like, man, smoke weed. Just fucking jerk off, smoke weed.
That could either go well or there could be very messy in a couple of months. We'll see. Or maybe nothing happens. Maybe you guys never hang out again, which is...
No, I would love... Hey, I'm happy with whatever happens, either or. Preferably the never hanging out again part.
Oh, You know, I don't see that going well if you guys continue to be steady friends and you go off to Florida. When is it? At the end of the month? A couple of months from now? When?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The 27th.
Yeah, I don't see that really going in your favor.
Oh, me going to Florida?
Well, no. That and also balancing some other things as they develop.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. If she leaves or like, no, I'm not. I'm not saying leaves. I'm like,
oh, she's going to leave you. So you guys are an item now.
If she stops talking to me, then whatever. One less fucking person to text.
Now, would you say that you guys are going steady?
No, I wouldn't say we're anything. Okay. It's a lady.
Well, your girlfriend sounds very nice.
My girlfriend. What if like she became my girlfriend for 4 years? Ugh. Oh my good God in heaven.
She wouldn't let this particular episode down when she eventually stumbled upon it.
Shoot my fucking self.
I don't like you doing that show anymore. Why can't you spend time with me?
Oh, I don't like you stripping. I just need to say one thing.
There you go.
One goddamn thing.
So
that's in my roster. Banged a stripper. Never had that happen.
How many girls are you up to now?
After the breakup?
Yeah.
As far as like sexual.
How many plates do you have spinning?
Oh, how many plates I have spinning?
Yeah.
Okay. 5 to 6.
5 to 6.
Yeah. I don't want to do anymore. I can't keep up. It's on. I don't know. I don't like texting someone every day. Like I'll like not text you. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you see me on fucking. It's like my shit on other shit. Social media. I know you're there. Hi. Yes. I know you're here.
Do you think that girls actively like and favorite shit just to get your attention, kind of like as a reminder?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? It hasn't reached that point yet.
With someone I know, someone else I know, it's that's happened a couple times. Also, some other things have happened a couple times, like I left this at your house.
Oh God!
I have to go fucking bring it. And of course, the thing that was left at my house was a diabetic insulin pump, or you know. For fucking living?
Who are you fucking? Carl Winslow? Fucking, what?
Fucking Colonel Sanders.
Oh. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Like, how do you just forget the thing that makes you live? If you don't have this for a day, you get
that's on you. If you don't, if you say, no, you can't come over, I'm not home right now, then she'll die. She's gone. Yeah. She passed away.
That was like it's like an $8,000 fucking machine, too.
You should have texted back, rest in peace.
I rolled over it. The tube broke. I don't know what it is. Insulin has a fucking smell, dude. It's you can smell it on some people sometimes. I'm like, that's a diabetic. Got that pump going on.
Really?
It smells very, very hospitally.
That's not shocking.
It's kind of hot. It's just like, ew. Fucking a corpse.
I mean, it must be to at least one person in the world. You would have to think. I think there's like one, at least one person for literally every single thing.
Loves this. Oh yeah.
It just becomes a sexual fetish. Like
if there's people for like love shit. Like.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's relatively common in terms of fetishes. But I mean, like someone probably fucking comes their pants listening to a Lenny Bruce album.
Ew.
Yeah.
Or listening to your fucking cat.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
It's fucking Cleo, my other cat. That's.
Oh Jesus.
It's her thing.
Oh God! Yeah, you need to get her fixed. I hate it when my cat was like, she was a horny, pissing on shit.
It's horrible.
Fucking me noises in the house. Like, shut the. I'm gonna put you through a fucking window. I couldn't stand anymore.
Yeah, I can't look at my animals the same way now.
It's just these horny creatures. Yeah. That's what they really are. Like, all that thing is that cute thing. You go like, oh yeah, whoops. All it wants to do is fucking eat and sleep.
It ruined my jerk off experience earlier today, where I'm watching porn. And the girl, I like to watch homemade porn, and I'm watching this girl make sex noises, and I'm like, there's no difference there between her and the cat. We're just fucking animals, is what we are. Look at this is
like you're just like, and yeah. She's like, row.
Have you seen the video of the guy who believes he's a wolf?
Oh no, but I saw like a clip. I love it. Maybe I've seen it though. Oh, but I love the fucking clip.
In every way, but physically, I'm a wolf. Every. Okay, I wanted to fucking bludgeon him.
He probably buys like wolf shirts at like Goodwill.
Yeah.
His awful like Native American shirts, like a picture of like a wolf and like the fucking stars. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Awful shirt. And like you buy that like a folk art fucking show.
Do you think he walks around on four legs at home, just around the house?
I feel like if he has a girlfriend.
Punched over.
There's a girlfriend just sniffs her. Sniffs her all day. Sniffs her
asshole.
Asks her where she's been. Or like. he thinks he's really good at sniffing, probably. And she just, he sniffs her and he's like, oh, you were at Target today. She's like, no, I was home. It's just, no, I was home because I'm the only girl who probably dates a wolf guy. So most likely I would be living at home. Because I think I'm a wolfess or wolf, female wolf, though.
He's an otherkin. That's what they call them. Otherkin.
He probably like talks. He's like, I'm not a wolf. I'm a beta wolf.
Beta wolf.
I'm a rogue wolf.
When you mention the fact that this girl who you're currently courting is related to the lead singer of a certain new-ish metal
they're
band.
Not new.
They're relative. I mean, if you look at like Metallica or something, they've been around since what, like the early 80s, late 70s, what?
I think 80s.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they gained popularity in the 80s, but this girl's related to a metal band singer that, I don't know, his band gained popularity.
By marriage.
All right, so not really related.
No, just, Bud has known him, like, basically her entire life, so right. Uncle's an uncle.
Well, one of my friends was like obsessed with this band, and he recently moved back to Massachusetts. I got back in touch with him. I didn't want to mention any names because where I'm about to go with this is not entirely positive and is potentially damning for any future career shit. So I'm gonna have to bleep that as well. You just made a boo boo.
Well, then I made one, and then fucking you made one. You made one even worse than me. You're like,
I don't think that's bad. I don't think that's going to be as bad. So, you know, they moved back up to Massachusetts maybe about 2 or 3 months ago. Okay. And you ever like get back in touch with someone who has moved away and you've kind of just stayed in your little location and you progress a certain way and they just don't progress at all from the last time you've seen them? Well, I mean, if you
have to say no.
All right, you haven't encountered that at least yet, but that happened to me. And so my first time hanging out with Bleep in many, many years, maybe about 10 years, I have to say that this particular person still has the same kind of mentality and vocabulary as maybe about a 14, 15-year-old kid.
Mm.
Yeah, so I step out of my house. I'm wearing a pea coat. I got some black skinny jeans, Doc Martens.
Excuse me.
Looking pretty good, if I do say so. And Kenny's outside, because Kenny is, of course, hanging with us. Kenny's
a longboard. It's snow.
He brought a fucking longboard to my birthday dinner.
I would, too. They're fun.
It fell over and hit the neighboring table. Yeah.
Fucking dirty wheels on like a white, like a fucking tablecloth.
He's just like, sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro.
It's like two women. He's just, Kenny's the worst person to go out to dinner with. He's completely rude, inconsiderate to the waiter. Like, I have my dinner already prepared. I looked at the menu. His girlfriend who was with us at the time, Lizzie, she had her dinner prepared. And then when the waiter comes over, he takes a look at the menu and he takes his time and like 5 minutes pass.
Oh, no.
And he doesn't say it.
I would kill him. I would yell at him at the table.
If you've been to the Cheesecake Factory before,
ew.
You know,
so guys, when you
Cheesecake Factory is great, okay?
I've been there once.
They have great mojitos.
I had the fried macaroni and cheese, deep fried macaroni and cheese.
So instead of saying whatever's on the menu, in this very dimmed restaurant, even though it's night, they don't have very bright lights at all.
Yo.
He lifts up the menu and fucking points at whatever's on there. He's like, that one.
Okay. That one.
Okay.
I got you.
And then when we finally wrapped the meal, he didn't tip. He didn't put in a tip at all.
Oh, no.
And he had Lizzie pay for him as well. And he had cash on him.
I would yell at him. I would yell at him the entire time.
It was such a sorry excuse for a dinner in terms of like having someone there with you. But I just completely went off the subject again. I keep derailing things with other stories. So I met up with my good friend who we'll call Jerry.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a fucking, okay.
Now, Jerry may or may not have been on this show before. I don't know. Who knows? I'm there with Kenny. Kenny's somewhat dressed up as well. We have plans to go out for dinner. And I have to say, since the incident I just described, Kenny's manners when seated at a restaurant have gone up tenfold. I think he got a talking to afterward.
Man, can't bring your longboard in. It's just
like, what? No, you can't.
So there's Jerry standing with Kenny, and he's got like on blue jeans, a sweater, and paint-stained construction boots. Like what do they fucking do on O&A?
Plastic guy? Oh,
like Average Joe? Yeah.
Oh, fucking God.
So he's like that, but he's also a mesh of every single construction union guy you've ever met. So he's just like this blue-collar dude. First thing he says to me is, why you dress like that? You look like half a fag. I'm just half like...
I haven't heard that fucking term since I was like a kid.
Like, I'm just like holy shit. Is this fucking 2003? Oh my God.
Half a fag.
Like, I literally haven't heard someone use the term fag since maybe early high school. Like, that's
I fucking heard that shit last night with her. She was like, oh, she was spitting it out. Like it was her job.
And both me and Kenny just like turned to him, the political correct fellows that we are, and we're like, hey, that's a bad word. And we pointed our fingers and shook them at him.
Ew. You guys are gay. You guys are fags.
No, but I mean, like, it's crazy how, I mean, look, Massachusetts is a fairly liberal area. You meet most people in, I want to say, like, the Quincy area, Cambridge, etc. The more well-educated. You don't hear that type of shit. You go into Southie, that's different. You go into Dorchester, different story. But they say shit like that more so out of, I want to say, ignorance than actual hatred. You know, it's just the terminology. It's part of their vocabulary. They don't really know that many words. So, you know, that's just the first of many. So this kid's like just rattling off all this random, just very hateful shit towards people of other ethnicities. And
is he doing this like before you guys even get fucking seated, like, standing right by the booth of the Cheesecake Factory?
Well, I live in a highly...
the menus are and shit.
I live in an area that is highly populated by Asians, for example. Mm. And we're on our way to this actually really nice high-end pizza place. Immediately, he's driving the car and he's just fucking... you know, and it's just like, wow, you have not even remotely matured at all as a human being. And it's not even just like shit like that, but it's just like his general demeanor, how he talks... what subjects, you know, it's just, it's weird because he's like a time capsule of an adolescent. Yeah, just a 2006 adolescent.
I don't want to encounter that. Like, it's pretty much safe for me to say this by now. It's like, I used to hang out with two people. Like, out of my group of friends I have now, or the people I usually like hang out with or text or just chill with, whatever. They're like people I haven't. I had two other people I would hang out with all the time. I've excommunicated them because I was just like, I've had enough. One of them was just a pathological liar and then would always have some sort of scheme to get rich or some sort of scheme to do something. We would all like go along with it.
That kid will be dead in 4 years.
He will. He will. I swear to God. And then now I heard he like moved down south and he's just doing the same shit. You know, he didn't graduate from fucking high school because, yeah, why bother going your last year of high school? And then I had another friend who I will still, I don't know if I want to, like, be his friend again because he kind of just stopped talking to me and stopped talking to everybody and just decided to just live at home for the rest of his life, pretty much. I tried to help his ass get a fucking job so many times. I offered him rides. I offered him to take him out for applications. I even offered to like probably even get him like in, like a paper application, bring it to his house and let him fill it out and I'll take it for him. I offered him to just all that shit. And then he just didn't want to help himself. He just didn't want to do it. And also he like stopped going to high school like the last, I think there was like, I don't know, like 3 months left of high school of his senior year. And his parents stopped waking him up for school or some shit.
And that was the end of it. That just...
Yeah, they stopped waking him up.
That was his graduation.
He would miss his bus. And they wouldn't give him rides. Because they just didn't want to anymore. So he just stopped going. You know. Even though his fucking bus stop, which wasn't even that... it was pretty far for like a fucking suburban bus stop. Like, but if he woke up at a certain time... He just walked over there. It was, he just had to walk literally like probably a mile. Like pretty much like a mile. Maybe a mile or like, yeah.
Not just walk. An outrageous distance.
No, it's nothing hard on a flat, literally one road. You can walk on the side of where you can just, there's like a path in the woods, like a dirt path because people walk it all the fucking time. You could have just taken like a mile to fucking the bus stop that would pick him up for that specific school. And he wouldn't even go to that. And then he didn't bother getting his GED. I don't know what the fuck he's doing now.
He's but probably selling weed.
No, doesn't even do that anymore. Which is, I'm just like, I would rather have you smoke and like, you know, live at home. But the fact that you're doing nothing, like nothing, and living at home is even more sad. Like, I would rather have you have a heroin problem because it would somewhat justify this fucking behavior.
About a month ago, another member of my graduating class wound up dying of a heroin overdose.
That's good.
This kid, I was like friends with him in AP English before I decided to just stop going to school and take up night school and summer school.
Night janitor, night school.
Yeah. And it would be me, this other kid, Aldo, and him. And we would just essentially ridicule all these fucking nerds in our class. And I was one of the biggest nerds, but, you know. I was funny, and I also had an ability to tear people apart. So
look at these nerds. Yes. Can't wait till the new Spider-Man comic.
I had this fucking Farrah Fawcett hairdo, and like guts sticking out.
Farrah Fawcett.
I'm wearing like a Ralph Lauren polo, and
I don't like your fucking polos.
Bright white Jordans.
You're Rich Voss.
Yeah. And I'm just like, can you see these people? Just fucking ugh. We essentially just spent the entire year ragging on people and talking shit about the teachers and, you know, doing all that. And then, you know, obviously we fell out of contact maybe the year after. We all got wrapped up in our own things. I feel like junior year is when you really come into your own as a person or as a teenager or whatever. And, you know, you see things start to splinter off a little bit, just a little at first. And then by the end of high school, it's just like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah, you know? I don't talk to anybody. I think from my high school, I keep in contact with two. That's it.
I keep in contact with zero.
I keep in contact with two, and everyone else I hang out with has always been like the neighborhood friend, so like whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I just find out of the blue that this kid had a heroin addiction. He had a prescription pill problem. He had gone into rehab for a while, was clean. Then the first time he relapsed, he wound up getting a bad batch or he overdosed or something. I don't know what the fuck happened. And, you know, he was gone. And he was like one of the smarter kids too. He had his own construction company that he owned. Like he was all set up. He was good to go. And he just fucked it up. That got in the way. And that just, I don't know. That made me think, you know, it made me reflect on like my whole high school experience. I don't normally, you know, think about that unless I have to. Like if I'm, all right, for example, I was writing a book a while back about high schoolers who are just shitty human beings, and I'm still working on it, and I had to write a script for it for another director. So I had to concentrate most of my thoughts around this particular time period in my life. But I was just thinking about like what happened to my whole crew and the friendships that kind of went off from there. And it can be divided into a couple of different things because some people, they move away, they move on with their lives, they do shit. And then you have people who just kind of hang out at the local bars. They live for drinking every single weekend. You know, I've talked about this plenty of times before. You hate these types of people who just live for their day jobs and they don't do anything else. And they just stay in the same town.
It's embarrassing. And I don't know. Like if someone wants to live, if that's what they love doing, they just like that simplicity, then whatever. I mean, that's them. That's the way they want to live their life. I can't say anything to that. If I do, I'm an asshole. But like, if someone like does that all the time and they keep having that thought in the back of their head, like, oh, I would someday, oh, I'm gonna, you know, then that's just like enough.
There's a clear difference between the person who wants to, you know, work a union job, start a family and all that shit. And that's what they aspire to. And the person who wants to be, we'll say like a filmmaker or something, but they're working at Dunkin' Donuts. They're not doing shit with their lives. And then they expect, you know, this daydream to just magically happen someday without any effort or work involved.
It's fucking stupid.
You got to avoid people like that.
They bring you down. That's it.
Absolutely.
They're going to slow you down, and you got to just, you can hang out with some people that don't do anything, but as long as, if they make you laugh, if they're funny people, genuinely, and I don't know. Like, I have one friend who's like, I don't hang out with him that much, but yeah, I like him. We get along pretty well, but I don't know where he's going to go in the future, and it's none of my business where he goes with this thing, but I'm not going to judge him for it, even though I feel like maybe he should be doing something else, but, whatever.
Yeah. Needs to stop prostituting himself. Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's going to get in trouble that way. But no, I mean, and I was actually, I was listening to an interview last night with Mark Borchardt of American movie.
That's his last name. Okay.
Director of Coven. Not Coven, Coven. I was listening to an interview he did on, I think it was like the Movie Guys podcast. And he was talking about, why he chose to stay in Wisconsin as a filmmaker and not move on to LA. And his reasoning was that the minute he moves on to LA to become a director, then he's going to be reduced to making LA movies. I thought, you know what? That's a really good point. Everything that comes out of LA is designed for LA, by LA, and it all has this kind of generic feel to it. On the flip side, though, I don't think people move to LA with the intention of,
making
producing
LA movies.
Right, exactly. I think they do that because they know you have to surround yourself with people who are like-minded and have the same type of goals, or at least the same kind of mindset as you. Yeah, exactly.
You got a network, got to get out there. Hey, I hear this. There's an author named J.M. Carolus.
Oh, Carolus.
That's literally how I read your name for the first time. It was J.M. Carolus. And I was like, oh, I'm retarded. Who the fuck is J.M.?
J.M. wrote Peter Pan. Yeah. but no, I think the general landscape for media and what is considered making it is going to change within the next 15 to 25 years, because I do think people congregate to these cities like Los Angeles and New York to, of course, network. I think that's where they're most useful. I think you can live anywhere and be able to make a movie and shit, but you're not going to do it as easily as you would if you were out in LA. Yeah. But I think with...
Not that many people are going to see it or really hear about it unless you really put some...
You got to travel that shit. You got to
shit.
Go to festivals.
You. Promote the fuck out of it.
Right.
Well, if you go to if some just random festival, in L.A., you don't know who's going to be at that festival. Maybe there's going to be some guy at that festival that's probably fucking interested in, putting money towards it or some shit like that.
Exactly.
You never know who's going to fucking be there. On a fucking, a Monday to a Thursday at the Comedy Cellar in New York, you could see, the America's top headlining comics just working out new shit.
Yeah.
You could, fucking meet them. No one knows. They're just in some basement of a room, about to do 15 minutes, see what works, see what doesn't work. And you can see this guy who literally his tickets are $100 and you can see him for $10.
It's
fucking awful. And it's in a natural fucking state. There's a natural comedy club. This is cool and nice and fun. Everyone's laughing.
But another big benefit to moving to New York for comedy is they have talent.
Time.
Well, yeah, obviously, but they have talent scouts often in the audience for The Tonight Show, for SNL, shit like that,
Yeah, we've had a couple, at the couple shows I've been at around here, there's some of the guys, they're kind of really shady, hey, I do a lot of promotion, and you're like, oh, fuck. Some of them look kind of weird.
Looks like my uncle.
There's some guy, he came up to me, he's like, yeah, I do a lot, he didn't even see my set, and he's like, hey, man, good set. I was like, I didn't know you saw it. He's like, yeah, I used to produce something about Kevin Hart. He's like, yeah, I used to Kevin Hart's manager or Kevin Hart something.
No, he saw Kevin Hart outside of a Target once.
I was
he meant to say.
I'm like, no, what the fuck are you doing here? If you were his manager or some shit, and why are you not looking to me as you're shaking my hand? I don't like that. I don't like when someone's shaking your hand. They're talking and they're looking around the room. Like, are you making a Coke deal? It's fucking so shady.
But
weird shit.
Yeah, what I wanted to get back on though was I think Mark does have a point in what he says though. I do think the landscape's going to change now that it's very easy to be able to produce different things, whether you want to be a writer, you want to be a filmmaker.
Oh yeah, the internet.
Yeah, the internet's there, but more importantly, the equipment is coming a lot cheaper than it ever was. Like, I was watching American Movie last night.
Yeah, they had to take the fucking, like, to edit the movie, they had to take it to a fucking editing place.
Yeah, they had to go to the local university, use the editing room. You would spend countless hours there. Nowadays, you just open up Final Cut. Boom.
Or, you know, my movie, Windows.
Yes, like Windows Movie Maker.
I use Windows Movie Maker. I used it the other day.
For what?
I didn't know how to upload a audio file to Tumblr, so I was like, I'm just going to take a... I'm literally going to like make a YouTube poop, put a picture of my cat, and then upload the song to the video, and then save it, and then we're done.
Oh, my God.
It wouldn't let me fucking... It wouldn't recognize it as a fucking MP3. It was so annoying. And I don't know how to fix it, and I don't feel like Googling it, so I just gave up. I was like, I'll make a fucking video.
It was probably like an M4A that you... wrote down as like an MP3.
It was like a voice recording from a phone and then it transferred over to the computer and then it was like, I cannot upload this. It's like, okay, what good are you?
Anyway, I don't even know where I was going with my whole point, but I do think that LA and possibly New York.
He was saying that I don't want to move to LA to make movies. I can, when I can make movies here or something like that.
Yeah, no, I know. I got that. I was just trying to get to my, like, the point of why I was even bringing this up. I do think the landscape is going to change. I said that already, like, twice before. But I think it's going to become less important to have to congregate to one of these cities over time. Maybe not so much with New York, because comedy is a very live, like, you have to be there and in-person type of thing.
I can go on the road here in New Jersey, but I just have to drive all the time. I want to move to New York mainly because one, I gotta get the fuck out of this house. I don't think, like, people are like, I live at home. I'm like, I don't want to be here anymore. People drive me insane. I've been living with these people for 21 years. Not the same people I was living with 21 years ago. Like, you know, 10 years ago. People are getting older. People are getting more irritable.
Yeah.
Forgetful, fucking early. We have a pre-diabetic and early Alzheimer's going on over here at the house. All the same guy.
Just smother them all while they're sleeping. Just one at a time.
Sleeping, just like I hold the pillow over his head. He dies, and then my family's homeless.
But you get the house to yourself. You're good. You're all set.
Oh my God, people don't understand how much I appreciate a quiet house. People get like. Some people get uneasy. You know, they're in a quiet house. And, oh, it's scary. I'm like, oh, this is phenomenal. This is just what I always wanted.
I was watching Swingers.
Swingers.
Swingers. A couple of days. That is a dated fucking movie. Have you seen Swingers?
No.
It's like, it's Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau when they were skinny. And like the first third of the movie is just them gambling at pathetic fucking poker tables with like old people. Smoking cigarettes, just pathetic.
There are good gamblers out there, don't get me wrong. There are people who know numbers well and they know cards well, and that's what they do, and that's how they make their living. There's people who just gamble, that's their living.
John Robert Belande.
I'm surprised you remember that name.
Yeah.
John Robert Belande. That sounds fucking awesome. I would love to have that name. Who fucked you? John Robert Belande.
John Robert.
How big is his dick? Whatever you think it is, that's what it is.
He's a half Haitian poker player.
Oh, his dick.
And he's like 6'5", I think. Something like that. He's a big dude.
Packing.
All right, so why don't we wrap up the show there for now?
Yes.
As of next week, we will be having third parties over Skype or whatever the fuck.
Overseas.
Yes, overseas. We're going to be talking to members of ISIS and Duran Duran.
What a two opposite group. It's the most opposite people.
So do you have any plugs you want to throw out there before I kill the show?
You can follow me on all social media, mainly on Twitter. You can follow me. I want some more followers on
MySpace.com.
MySpace.com. At Mike Malkovich. That's Mike.
DJ Mike Boy.
DJ Mike Boy on YouTube. MalkieWycz.
SquattyPotty.com. You can follow me on Twitter
yes.
at Jamie Krales, JamieKarales. Or you want to go to my blog, personanongrata.tumblr.com. There's no space between non and grata, but there is a dash between persona and non. I haven't bought a domain yet. I think I'm just going to go with JamieKarales.com. Seems very simple. You can follow me on WordPress, JamieKarales.wordpress.com. But I can't believe I just plugged that. Check out my new series for Thought Catalog, Conversations. Volume 1 is already up, and that happens to be with Aaron Novy. It was, you know, not a lot of people read it in comparison to my other articles for Thought Catalog. Yeah, who doesn't want to read a 42-page conversation with a painter from the desert?
I wouldn't read that. You know, I like Aaron. I wouldn't read that.
You come off completely malicious, just evil.
Combative, just evil fucking piece of shit. Wow, what a dick, like, if you're reading this.
He's all like, yeah, there's a lot of sand around here, and you're just, this town fucking sucks. I hate Christmas Valley.
I hate it. So vicious. Meaning behind every word.
We'll see you next week with, hopefully, a special guest. I'm not going to give a name yet, because that tends to spoil the broth, as they say. Later.
Bye.
3501 2 5 go! I was there in the backstage when this light came around. I grew up not a changeling, but when the first time around, I could see all the weakness, I could pick all the faults, but I could see all the faintness, just a stick in your throat. B1G. B1G.
Sports, The Sopranos, Sons of Anarchy, Incognito, Hip-Hop, Rock, Revolution, Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Orange is the New Black, Batman,
Call of Duty,
The Hunger Games,
Poverty,
New Dirty,
The ATM,
The Walking Dead,
Girls.
Tune in to Look to the Cookie, now part of the Shootin' It Network.